Episode 1264, Healthy Habits for a Summer Reboot.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I hope you are ready to get your health on. It's Healthy Habits for a Summer Reboot. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. When summer hits, so does the relaxed schedule. So incorporate some healthy habits for a summer reboot to enjoy more of what you love to do. The calendar just struck summer, right? We just passed that this last few days. Healthy living is a lifestyle. It's not about doing what works when you feel like working. It's taking little steps every day, even when you don't feel like working. I know, not something that we want to hear. But with summertime, we get kind of what? Lazy? I don't know that I want to use that word, but we do get a little bit laid back in how we go about what we do. We don't have as many deadlines, but you know what? Your health, if you don't make it a priority, you're going to have some deadlines, and we don't want that. So I got a question for you. How many nights do you stay up late just because you can? Guilty. I am so guilty of this. My husband's guilty of it, and he doesn't get the summer off. I mean, I'm working from home, so it's different. My schedule is completely flexible, but he doesn't have a summer off like the kids get from school, etc. So it's a challenge. Everybody's home but him, and so we still try to stay on schedule. Now, does it always work? Of course it does not, but we do our best. Because you know what? We can exhaust ourselves running to this and to that, exploring the latest beach or the greatest roller coaster. Miles on the legs means rest for the body. Remember, you can't catch up on sleep, yet all you do is keep burning the candles at both ends. We do it over and over and over. We overextend ourselves. And when we do over anything, we become what? Overwhelmed. And that just does total havoc. It wreaks havoc on our body chemically, emotionally, psychologically, physically. We could go on and on. Spiritually, we become disconnected. We become crabby with the people we love the most. Is that a summer you really want to have? So to celebrate summer, yes, you've got to reboot your health. Kick it back into gear. So you know you can't catch up on sleep, but I got this one for you. What would fall apart if you did slow down? What would happen if you actually went to bed at a reasonable time within 30 to 45 minutes of your average time? You might actually love life more, maybe increase your energy, and you'll wear a bigger smile. All good for you and the family. But seriously, what healthy habits can reboot your summer? You know, it gets hot, doesn't it? I know for us, this week we are scheduled out to hit close to 110 heat indexes. That's craziness. Now, our temperatures are in the high 90s, but the heat index is getting up there, and that's just horrible. I happened to hear on the news that just 10 minutes out in the car, and I think it had to be, I think it was 95 degrees. Okay, don't quote me on that. But still, they said 10 minutes, it gets up to like 130 degrees in the car. Okay, I don't recommend you sitting in the car. That's not a way to do hot yoga or thinking about things, etc. But what it's to tell you is that in the heat, our bodies experience what? Stress. You put your body under stress. That requires your body to perform at a different level. If you're not healthy, if you're not treating it right, it can't perform. The last thing you want to do is have to cancel a vacation because you all are sick. That's not good. So, what healthy habits can reboot your summer? If it's too hot, who wants to do anything, right? We don't want to do anything. But your body needs fuel and movement. regardless of the season. If you were living up in Alaska, you might enjoy the weather more since it's so scorching hot now. And some areas are dealing with, oh my goodness, tremendous fires and the heat, and there's no rain. And it just, you know, it's one thing after another. Not only does all of our seasons put stress on our bodies, but also on the world that we touch, where we live. And so you've got to be your best selfie, regardless of the season. So think about how much you're really running around with an elevated heart rate. Now, I ask you that question because why? You've got to have cardio in your intentional movement. When you move every single day, you want to get your heart rate up. There's benefits to that. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to go do aerobics every single day. No, but you need to raise and elevate that heart rate. Even during the summer, you have to be intentional with your health. There's no escaping it. Health doesn't happen because you think of it. Health happens because you do it. And that's the key. Now we pause for a moment from our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration podcast with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America to provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. You know, historically, when you were diagnosed with cancer, it was life-threatening. But now in recent years, there are new techniques, treatments, drugs, and therapy. There is hope. And every week on the Health, Hope, and Inspiration podcast, Reverend Percy McCray will inspire you with practical information for your real-life questions about cancer, prevention, treatment, and overall healthy living. You'll want to tune in and listen by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Well, living a healthy, healthy lifestyle takes action. You cannot sit on the sidelines. You can make up every excuse you want to, but something's going to turn around and bite you in the you know what, and that's not good for you. You have got to take care of yourself so you can take care of others. We need these reminders. I've been reminded all summer. I am on a summer reboot. Actually, it's a full life reboot, but it's in the summer. That's the season it is, so it's my summer reboot. I have changed the way I'm eating. I've changed the way I'm exercising. I've changed the way I'm doing things. Why? Well, because I'm getting older, number one. Number two, because of previous injuries. And so I've had to switch things up. I can't do as much running as I love. I love to run. I love to be outdoors. So I've had to figure out something to fit within my lifestyle. So does that mean you can't enjoy life and have a little of this or a little of that along the way? No. Enjoy life. You can have it, but you have to be willing to put in the work. And the more you are consistent with caring for your body, you will lead a better life. Eleanor Roosevelt said this, "In the long run, we shape our lives and we shape ourselves. The process never ends until we die, and the choices we make are ultimately our own responsibility." What can you do to be your best selfie? What is it right now, that one step, that next step that you can do to reboot your summer? What is it? Come on, think about it. You know I'm going to give you some answers, but I want your heart in this. I want you to know that, I've got control of what I'm doing. I can make this happen. I don't have to wait for someone to come and tell me. I don't have to wait for a doctor to give me a diagnosis that I don't want. I can do something now and take aim on it. And that's the key. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. It's to keep moving what? Forward. You're not just standing still in life. You're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. Which is it for you? So take aim today. Action ignites motivation. Let's talk about five areas that will really help you reboot your summer. Number one, you know it, hydrate more regularly. If you're getting heat indexes as high as 110 to 120 to and on up, that is craziness. Your body needs water whether you think it does or not. The way your house is on the inside, even if you're living in air conditioning, you go outside, your body is having to regulate temperatures that, well, quite frankly, it doesn't like. It freaks out too. So you've got to hydrate more regularly. This is the most basic, but the most challenging. You want to drink throughout your day. Therefore, guess what? Your bladder won't explode at night. Age, too many children. Yeah, you don't want to get up in the middle of the night and disrupt your sleep. So make sure you're hydrating throughout the day. And if you are concerned about, oh my gosh, I'm going to get up in the middle of the night, then go about 3 hours out from when you normally go to bed. And stop drinking a lot of water. I'm not saying don't drink at all. No, I'm not. But drink less then. Don't make that where you're drinking 16 to 24 ounces 3 hours before you go to bed. Not a good idea. Okay, now if you have a really strong bladder, then go for it. Just drink all the time. But otherwise, you want to keep it to the most waking part of your hours. Now, if you need help with drinking, and I'm talking about agua, water, H2O, you can use water bottles, okay? And you can put numbers on them. So go out. I know if you're into recycling, I get it. But for you to keep track right now, something that's easy, think about what fits into your lifestyle, okay? Then you can make recycling changes in your life to better the world. But if you're not here in the world taking care of your body, you can't better anything, right? So a few recycled water bottles, it's okay. So get your water bottles and number them. If you want to start, if you're not one who's drinking a lot, then go maybe 2 water bottles to start with. And you're like, what? That doesn't seem like a lot. Well, if you're drinking 2 water bottles, they average 16.9 ounces. You're looking at 4 glasses of water. Okay, now I'm talking about water only. This doesn't count if you drink tea, doesn't count if you drink lemonade, doesn't count. This is water, something that has no sugar in it. That's the key. Now, some would ask, well, what about sparkling water? That's fine, but if you've added in something called sugar, flavorings, then no, I don't count that, okay? Yes, I'm pretty sticky on that. You need to drink straight water. My husband doesn't like it at all. He's like, hun, but that should count. No, it doesn't count. Your Pepsi, even though it may have water in it, does not count. But that's for another episode. So label, you know, just number them. Take a Sharpie to them. Don't reuse them because you're going to buy a little pack to do this. Pretty soon you'll be able to keep track and you can move to another system. But this is a great basic beginning system. Another way to do it is to get a gallon of water. Now, so for some people, the water bottles are easier because they're not so heavy, right? If you don't want to lift something as heavy as a gallon of water, then don't. Or you can use a pitcher. Maybe you have an old pitcher in your house. Take the water, the gallon of water or the pitcher, whatever it is, with a Sharpie. So it's got to be something you're willing to give up. Okay. So think about that. And you're going to write on it by 10 a.m. from the top. You know, by 10 a.m., I want to drink so much. By noon, I want to drink so much. And think about how your day works for you and gauge it. And you just keep putting these lines on it so you know that by these certain hours of the day, when you maybe go to the refrigerator, you're taking a break for lunch or whatever it is, you can look and say, oh my gosh, I'm behind on my water. I need to drink an extra glass before I eat my lunch. Or an extra glass before and after, whatever it is, it helps you to actually keep track without having to put a lot of focus into it. It's hard, but this is the number one. That's why I spend the most time on it. Your body, your cells, you cannot be you unless if you hydrate. You can't. Your body is dependent on water. You can go without food for a long time, but water, no, you cannot. Okay, so take a deep breath now that we've gotten hydration beat into you. Number 2, prioritize more sleep. This is the second most important thing you need to do. As you know, you cannot catch up on sleep. No matter what you do, you can't do it. Your body, though, only rejuvenates when you sleep. It repairs, which builds muscle, right? When you sleep, it rids the body of toxins. You need sleep, period, exclamation point. No question mark. You've got to have sleep. You're listening to someone who used to run on 3 to 4 hours of sleep. And I did it for years, years, Even with 5 children, I did it for years and years. That's probably one reason why I don't have any coloring in my hair and it's all white. Now, part of it is hereditary. I've got white on both sides of my family. My mom was white early, but I say this to tell you, don't make excuses about sleep. You need more sleep. And if you can't get it, then that is going to create another discussion. And maybe you want to use that free gift that I offer to you, a coaching call with me. Maybe you're like, well, I try to get some sleep. I know I can, but my body doesn't allow me, or I wake up 2 or 3 or 4 times. There could be some other factors that are contributing to you not getting good, sound sleep. If that's you, or if you want to talk about how to reboot your summer and your health, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I cannot wait to hear from you. I heard from Miranda. I cannot wait to connect with her. I'm so excited. So everybody who's, you know, calling in, yes, it's summertime, but I'm still here for you. It's my free gift. So take advantage of it. That's what it's there for. All right. So you've got to have sleep. No more excuses. And you want to do your best to keep your sleep pattern to a schedule. So if you go to bed every night at 10 o'clock because you have to get up every morning at 5:30 or 6, then you need to make sure that you continue that on the weekend. Yes, you heard me. That doesn't mean that you're like, oh, well, it's the weekend, so I can stay up till 11 or 12 o'clock just goofing off or playing video games or looking at my Instagram feed or posting this or whatever it is that you're doing, okay? Once in a while, that doesn't mean every single day, you could maybe do that. But the more you beat yourself up, the more time is not on your side, meaning you're aging, okay? And we all age every single day. We're all aging. We're not getting younger. We just get older, but let's use our wisdom. Get a sleep pattern and make it a part of your schedule, okay? Keep to it. It's hard, I know. Number 3, hang on. We'll fly through these here pretty quickly. Number 3, make fitness work for you. When you don't have time to quote unquote work out, make the workout fit your day. I just cannot handle the excuse of, I don't have time to work out. It's summertime. Summertime means what? You're usually out playing with the kids. It's more outdoor activities than forced indoor activities. So get outside and be with the kiddos. Swim with the kiddos. Don't sit and bake in the sun on the sidelines. You know, yeah, you may want to do that a little bit because, you know, they say tan stuff looks better than untanned stuff, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I'll let you fill in all those blanks, but you need to be swimming. Get some exercise. Physical, intentional movement. Take the children for a walk when you go to the park. Just don't go to the park and then stand there and just push them in the swing. That doesn't count for intentional movement. Your arms aren't doing much. You've got to move the body. So play a little kickball back and forth. Take a walk around the park. Go see something that you haven't seen before. Walk in your neighborhood. Get outdoors. Get into nature. It's so rejuvenating and refreshing for the mind, the body, and the spirit. So make fitness work for you. Number 4. I love number 4. Snack smart. Come on. Eat real foods. Clear the pantry and shop the farmer's market. You don't need all this box stuff. Now, if you're like, but the kids need something. Okay, fine. We're talking about you right now, right? If you don't take care of you, how can you take care of your children? How can you take care of your family and the world that you touch? You cannot. You cannot live, love, and impact if you're not here. So eat real foods. Eat what is in season. When you go to the store, buy what you need so it doesn't go bad over time. I know for me, when we had all 7 of us always in the house, now it's kind of sporadic. We've got 5 to 6 and then a question mark 7 because of just where we are in our life. You know, my oldest son, he is at college. He's at his internship. So we're not seeing him much at all this summer. And then my daughter, who just graduated from college, she's about ready to go into nursing school and she's coming and going. And so we do see her. So she's here more often than usual, but not as often as every single day. So we have a definite 5. And then when daddy travels, well, that just throws a whole nother wrench into the whole thing. So What I'm telling you is this: buy what you need. Sometimes you'll actually save money by not going to the big box store, okay? I know that might mean that you have to make an extra trip, but make it a fun extra trip. Involve the children with you. All right? You can do this. You want to eat healthy foods. When you bring them home, chop up those fresh cucumbers and those strawberries. Put them in the containers and bags where you can readily have them available. When you buy that huge, luscious, yummy watermelon, cut it up so you can eat it over the next week. All right, depending upon, I guess, how big it is. We bought a big one and it lasted forever. Literally, when my daughter took out all of the watermelon and cut it up into all squares and all that jazz, it was two full bowl size. It was huge. I was like, we're never going to get rid of this watermelon, but it was scrumptious. So chop it up so it's ready. And maybe you have a smaller family. Okay, guess what? If you need that extra time and it's worth an extra dollar to $1.25 or $2, then buy something that's already ready for you that's fresh. All right? It's amazing what's out there now. But be careful. Read those labels. Because if your stuff is cut up, they're putting things in there to make it stay fresh for a while so it doesn't brown, etc. So be aware of that. You may have sensitivities to it. You know your body best, so think about it. But those are just some very easy ways. Also, play in the kitchen. The kitchen is a playground. I loved being in the kitchen with my mom growing up. I loved being in the kitchen with my grandma growing up and my great-grandma. We would go and we would just pull things out and they're like, okay, let's see what happens. And we would just experiment. It's like trying to make stuff that there wasn't a recipe. It's just like, oh, this looks pretty and this looks good. Let's mush this together and see what happens. We came up with some incredible creations. You could do the same thing. Experiment with different foods, the foods that are in season. Try one different food out each week. If that's real, I'm not saying the wonderful chocolate frosted flakes. Not that I have anything against chocolate frosted flakes and Tony the Tiger, but, you know, seriously, we don't need that even though it's brand new. Go and get a new fruit. Maybe you've never tried a kiwi. Go try a kiwi. Google it. How to cut a kiwi. Pretty soon you will have some great resources at your fingertips here within Create Your Now. But I'm still working on that. It takes time, but we're getting there, okay? Slowly but surely. But seriously, go grab something that you've never tried. Maybe you've never tried a yellow pepper. Or what about a yellow tomato? Tomatoes are great, but they do have a slightly different flavor to them. Experiment with them. If you love fish, then cook the fish and throw a tomato on it. See what that tastes like. All right? All right, you got it. Go do it. Snack smart. And finally, number 5, this is one that's really near and dear to me, and it's smile with your heart. Live your life with your heart. Don't overthink so much about where you wish you were. You are here right now. It's now that matters. Not where you think you're going or where you've been. It's right now. So create your now and be your best selfie. This is your summer to reboot. Are you ready? Join in with me. Let's do it today. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.